Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast. In March 2012, our team was in London for the launch of the annual Ideal Home Show. Now, with fuel bills ever on the rise, energy efficiency and getting a grip on your expenditure is key, and we caught up with Paul from British Gas, who explained what their company's doing to help us take control. He also gave us a demo of their combined gas and energy monitoring system. Here's our interview with British Gas.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
I'm now talking to Paul with a very familiar logo, which is the gas flame. Paul, where are you from?
Hi, I'm Paul Grosvenor. I'm from British Gas's Smart Homes team.
Okay, and in your hand, you've got the latest device to help consumers save on their fuel bills. Now, forgive me, but this looks a little bit like a sat-nav. I'm clearly wrong though, aren't I?
Yeah, so this is our new smart meter and smart energy monitor that comes along with that. So this device really will help customers understand their energy use for the first time in pounds and pence as they use it. So it's a real step forward in helping customers see what their energy differently as they use it and to help them, you know, make decisions, change their behaviour and save some money.
Okay. Now, we've looked at these in the past on previous shows, and we've had these devices that you stick in your meter cupboard, hidden away, little clamp to go around your electricity cables, and displays that you can put in the house. It's along those lines, but this is slightly more clever than that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's right. So you're referring there to an electricity monitor, which, you know, have been around for a few years now, and does, as you say, work with a clamp that sits near the electricity meter and transmits a signal to a monitor in a house. But that just gives you part of the picture. So that just tells you about the electricity, which is about a third of a typical customer's bill. So having gas as well as electricity for the first time with a smart meter is a real step forward. So it gives you the full picture and explains in pounds and pence, as I say, how customers are using their electricity when they use it as well. So it captures a meter read every 30 minutes, so it gives a whole new level of understanding for customers, and you can then use that information to help them understand how they use energy, how they can do things a bit differently, and change their behaviour and save some real money.
Looking at the display, what do I see here? So that's presumably the amount in the middle on this touchscreen device is the amount I would have spent so far combined gas and electricity, is that right?
That's right. So you can see what you're using now so far today, for example, but you can also use it to compare previous days, hours, weeks and months. You can set targets on you, so say you wanted to spend just £30 this month versus £32 last. You can set yourself a target, and the smart energy monitor will tell you how you're doing against that target. So again, it helps you budget, understand and save.
Now, clearly I can't just put a clamp around my gas meter in the same way as I can with my electricity meter. So how is this installed?
Yeah, so it is a meter swap out. So by 2019, the government has mandated that all British homes will have a new smart meter in it. So British Gas is leading the way in that installation, and we've done over 420,000 now to businesses and homes across the UK. So, you know, we're really keen to get this to customers early so they can start to understand and see the benefits of that. So it would be a meter swap out, and it'll be gradually rolled out now through to 2019 as and when the customer's old meter becomes ready for swapping out.
So is there a cost to the consumer for having that meter swap out, or is this something that the government has committed to by this date?
Absolutely right. So it's free to the consumer. The government has committed to it, and there's no cost to the customer for this rollout. And, you know, there's going to be some real benefits to the nation and to customers, really, that to see understanding for the first time and actually the ability to save some energy. So there's some real consumer benefits in there as well. It also captures meter reads automatically for the customer and sends those to us, so no more hassle from meter readers or capturing meter read yourself.
So does it connect to the mobile network or to internet or something to send off its data?
There's a couple of different ways it works. So at the moment, a text message, a simple SMS, is sent overnight, but there's also options around doing it through GPRS, so various solutions out there.
So here at the show today, I can see lots of talk of the smart home of the future. Could you just fill me in on what that might look like?
Yeah, so for British Gas, we see that the smart meter is just the start of the story, really, and it's about developing a house that, that really helps customers live more conveniently and efficiently. So it's not just a smart meter, it's also a heating control, for example. So you can take control when you're on the move through smartphone app or online to control your heating. Also things like wireless home security systems, which again are connected through your smartphone app and online. And also electric vehicle charging and solar generation. So we see it really as a smart home of the future story, with smart meters at the core of that.
I'm Susie Perry, ambassador of the ideal home of the future and all the gadgets here, of course. You're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
For more coverage of the Ideal Home Show 2012, please go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/IHS, where you'll find interviews, photos and product reviews. If you're new to Frequency Cast, here's a quick look at what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is FrequencyCast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.